You may encounter some fog this morning as you're driving around. Eagle weather with Dean and Raj. Slight chance of a morning shower today, but it will gradually clear up. High of 78 today in the 1 hour air conditioning and heating weather center.
Birthday scam time. We're going to call this guy in about a boat deal gone bad. He traded in a boat. We're going to call to rescind the deal and try to come back and get the boat. Confrontation ensues.
Yellow.
Hi, good morning. My name is Aaron Ward with a Marine.
Yeah.
And I'm in finance, and I needed to follow up because I think you've just purchased a boat from us recently, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you brought us, I think we did a trade-in with you.
Yeah.
On that pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Well, there's a problem, it seems, with the pontoon boat.
What's that?
Well, I guess they uncovered some damage in there. Underneath the hull, I guess, had some damage. So we need to put that deal on hold till we can figure this thing out.
What do you mean put it on hold? I don't follow you here.
Well, what I need for you to do is bring back the boat that you have from us.
I knew of no damage on that pontoon boat.
Well,
let me tell you something here. Hoyt came out to my house. He looked at that boat. He told me what he would give me for a trade-in on it.
Well, you know, that's just a preliminary inspection. And then when they get it here at the shop, and we have our guys have time to really look it over, we have a chance to make sure that nothing got slid by there, and then we have an opportunity to rescind the deal, and that's what we're going to do.
And so, why was I not aware of this before it happened?
Well, you should read the fine print on those things.
I know, that's what you people always say.
I can't
read
hold...
Read the fine print. As fast as they shove them down papers in front of you, sign this. Something's screwy with this deal here.
Well,
now, what do we need to do to get this thing resolved?
Well, what we need to do is either get more money from you.
How much more money are we talking about?
Well, I think we're looking at about $800 to $1,000 to get that.
No, I don't think so. Not without a lawyer being involved in it.
So what we need to do is, if you could get me a check for $800.
Hold it. I'm not writing any check until I talk to an attorney.
What did you run up over anyways? You must have run up over something. You had to know about that damage.
No, I did not know about it.
You must have scraped it on something and tried to slide it by us.
No, I did not try to slide anything by you. The man came and looked at the boat.
Just a word of advice for you. You know, drinking and boating don't mix.
I don't drink and boat. Now, who the hell are you accusing of that?
I'm just saying that looked like some careless boating there on the bottom of that.
I don't think so. There's never been a beer in that boat.
So where's that boat parked today? I could have a trailer come out there and pick that up.
No, you're not going to pick it up.
I'll just, for your convenience, I'll have somebody come out there and tow it right in until we get this straightened out.
No, you're not. It's behind the lock gate. You cut the lock, you're going to be deep.
I'll just back a truck through that gate and hook
you
that.
You back a truck through that gate, mister, and me and you going around and around, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, now, let's not go there.
Now, you're the one that's threatening me.
I'm not threatening you at all.
You're just saying you're going back a truck through my gate.
And what are you going to do if I back through there and get it?
You back through that gate, mister, me and you going around and around, fist to fist, face to face.
Mano-mano, huh?
You got it.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'll be there with a damn loaded pistol.
I bet. Hey, and I'll bring also two of my bodyguards, Dean and Raj. It's a little thing we call the birthday scam, Bucky.
God damn you.
Happy birthday.
You son of a...
I thought, you know, when you're starting getting ready to put some bullets in me, this is about time.
Fill him full of hot lead, Bucky.
This is about time to put an end to this.
I appreciate it. Okay. As soon as my damn heart slows down.
Are you okay? You don't have a heart condition, do you?
No, but I do now.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.